Mizrach.
Okay, so we're going back to Shlichus. Okay, and it's going to start out a little different, but ultimately we're going to hook in with what we did a little bit of time back. So for now, you don't have to know anything about that, but at some point we're going to kind of patch in. But we'll have to go over stuff anyways. So, and it's really about Ein Shleich L'Dvar Avera. The way I got here is this Ritva on the Gemara about Ein Shleich L'Dvar Avera brings this in as a proof to him as opposed to Tosfos. So this is like an important Gemara about Shleich L'Dvar Avera. But for the time being, for today, this has nothing to do with anything we've ever done before. So it's a brand new thing. Okay, it's going to come to it probably tomorrow. So it says, so we're in Bab Metzia, Daf Yura Mubez. It says it's about a third of the way down the page. V'omer Reish Lakish, Misham Abba, Kohen Bardla, Kahana, whatever. Katana in la chotzer ve'in la arba amos. Okay, so the basic question here is it's talking about a katana, so a young girl who you want to. So in general, halacha is, let's say you give a person a get. So the halacha of a get, a divorce document, is that the man has to give it to the woman. Torah says to put it into her hand. Okay, put it into her hand and you send her away. And that's the process of divorce. You give her this document, which says on it that you're divorced. Okay, so now, when you do it, you don't have to actually put it in her hand, but it suffices to throw it into her field. Okay, if you throw it into her field, that's a method of being makna, of a kinyan, of making her acquire the get, and thereby she's divorced. So you can throw it in her field, or you can throw it into her four cubits, her dalamas. Okay, you throw it into her dalamas. And that's how that works. So the question is, does that work by a katana? By a girl who's under 12 years old? Okay, if you're married to her, and now you want to divorce her, so definitely you could give it to her. Question is, could you throw it into her field? Okay, so the question is on the surface, why not? Now there's another thing, is that a girl is, there's another way to get it divorced, is then if I don't necessarily have to give the get to the woman herself, but she could appoint a shliach, an agent, who will accept the get for her. And I could then give it to, forget about under 12, regular adult girl, so a woman, so instead of giving it to her, you give it to her attorney or whatever, she appoints an agent, a shliach, and then you give her the get to the shliach, and that works also. So the question is a katana, minors can't appoint a shliach. In general, that's all. The institution of agency of shlichos is only for adults. Okay, which perhaps we'll be able to explain in a little bit, but it only works for adults. And a katana can't do that. So the question now is could a katana, could you throw the get into the field of the katana? So the minor. So why yes or why not? So that's machlokas. Is Yanai says you could, and I guess Reish Lakish says you can't. Okay. So b'maika miflagi. So what are they arguing about? So Gemara says, "Mar savar chotzer mishum yada es rabbi, ki echad yisal yad na chotzer nami esla. Mar savar chotzer mishlichus rabbi, v'teichad shlichus lasla chotzer nami lasla." So he says the question is how does it work when you throw it into her field? Because after all, you haven't given it to her. So how does it work? In theory, the idea of get is you give it to her. So how does it work if you give it to her to throw it into her field? So he says, if you say that works because that's like her hand, as it says, let's look at Rashi's a little bit. So there's a katana in la chatzer. Im zorak la bai la get, meso chatzera, if her husband throws her get into her field, lo kansa la chatzera, lo skarish bo, it doesn't work. V'chein imay se meso shusram, zorak la get ar amos el, and there are four amos. V'avagal de gol mishe ye grisha, Migrasha, that does work, it's not a Zorak Elish, so self beso, he's on the Shasam Zakalo Karavlo, Migrashas. So even though these methods work by a Gadol, like Dolas, when it's older, but Tana doesn't work. So why? Does Mishum Yada Israboi? It says to say that the reason why it works, that you can divorce someone by putting it into their field, is because their field is like their hand. Dechsiv in Nasan Biyada, it says you should put it into her hand. Her hand doesn't necessarily mean her physical hand, it means her property. Okay, he took all his field, all his land from his hand. Doesn't mean from his hand. It means from his dominion. Okay, it means from his dominion. So sometimes your hand could mean your property. So it says when it says you put the get into her hand, that includes not only her actual hand, but it includes even her property. So it includes if you put the get into her property. So it says, so kiyecha de islayar, de mishi odas lishmar skita migurash, is just like, so if you say the reason why you could put a get into a hand is because, I'm sorry, into a field is because the field is like her hand, so then just like a katana, like a minor, you could put it into her hand, you could divorce her by putting it into her hand, because once she knows how to guard her get, she's divorced. Because halacha is that if you have a woman who's a shota, who's dumb, or I guess she's lacking knowledge, so she doesn't, and you send her out, the whole idea of a get is that you're sending her away. So if you send her away, if you send her away and she's going to come back, then that doesn't work. The whole idea of gerushin is sending her away. So if she doesn't have knowledge to know that when you send her away, she's going to keep coming back and coming back, then you can't get divorced her. Because divorce is an action of sending away. Sending away demands someone who has knowledge. But a katana, as long as she has the knowledge, you send her away, she'll go away, so then it works. So you could definitely divorce a katana by putting the get into her hand. So if you say that the field, it works. Like her hand, chatzar mishim yada, means the field, the courtyard is like her hand, so then a katana you could do. Why not? Okay, but if you say that the way it works, the way that you could divorce someone by throwing into their field is because their field is like a shliach, like an agent, then midrabi yachman a shlichus la'adam, because since the Torah includes shlichus, the ketanya v'shilech melamed she'esho shliach v'shilcha v'she'esho zos shliach, yisraboi nami chatzera davik shluchas, you could say that since you're allowed to use an agent, so you're also allowed to use your field. Because your field is like your agent. Okay, just like I could give it to your agent, I could give it to your field. You'll put it in your field. So if that's the reason why putting it in your field works, because your field is like your agent, then because we learn in the Mishnah that a minor cannot appoint a shliach. The chik siv shlichos bein begitin bein bepesach ish ksiv beinyan. Because whenever all the sources that taught us about this whole institution of shlichus of agency always say the word ish. It always needs someone who's an adult, okay, who's a gadol. So therefore, shlichus doesn't work by katana, so by minor. So if that would be the case, so the reason why putting in your field works is because your field is like your shliach. So then it's not going to work by katana. Because katanas don't have it, can't use the miners can't use a shliach. So that's what it comes down to. So it boils down to how does it work to throw a get into the chatzar? Is it working because of yad, that it's like our hands? So then even a katana, because katanas also have hands. Or you say it's working because of shlichus agency, then it doesn't work because katanas don't have shlichus. Okay, that's the fact. So I guess for starters, so where should we start here? I mean, this is a whole new area. So I mean, what do you think we should analyze first? Here's my question: What knowledge, what precedes this sugya that we should that's kind of like background information here that we should understand before we get into the question about the very content of this sugya is how does chatzar work? Okay, how does chatzar work? But what kind of comes before this again? I think this comes before this is, I guess what John is mentioning is that there's a premise that by a katana, shlichus doesn't work. You can't use a shliach, but you could use a yad. So if you want to divorce a minor, a woman who's under 12, you could definitely put the get into her hand, give it to her, and you definitely can't give it to her shliach. Okay, and then the question is going to be, after assuming these premises, the question is courtyard akin to hand, or is courtyard akin to shliach? But maybe at least in a general way. Again, it's not necessarily, you know, the issue, but at least in a general way, could we have give some working explanation for, well, why it is that way? What's the sense? I mean, it doesn't give you much of a hint, because all Torah she says is because when it comes to shlichos, the Torah says ish, it says man, it says adult. So, I mean, it's not really giving you an explanation why it is. It's just saying that's what the Torah says. But, I mean, what's the... Can we give an explanation for the thing? So, I think Aaron's right. It must have something to do with das, which is knowledge. In general, that's the premise. What is a katana? So, in general, the halacha is that when a person reaches, I guess, majorness?
Majority.
Majority, is that what they call
legal,
it?
Legal majority.
Legal majority? Yeah. Oh, okay, so majority when... So that's what they call it. Okay, so like minority, majority, when you become a gadol, so then you get das, knowledge. Whereas apparently beforehand, the person is not, whatever it means halakhly, but in general, whenever you need a das in halakha, you always need you need to be a gadol. Like katana's das is not fully thought out, whatever it is, but like at what point does whatever you're thinking in your head register halakhly as das? So that's when you become an adult, when you become bar mitzvah, so then your das registers as being like fully thought out or whatever it is. And that's halachically, whenever halacha has a requirement of das, it always goes by gadol. Okay, by katan doesn't have das. Okay, it's a chere shot of a katan. In terms of das, you compare like deaf mute and imbecile and katan. So, because either they all don't have das. So das seems to be the factor. Okay, so therefore what? So let's take that as a premise. So katan doesn't have das, so therefore what? So now, so why could you give her the get? Right, and there's two things. I think what Johnny's saying, just maybe a simpler thing even, is the basic thing is because there's no halacha that she needs das. Whereas to get married, you need das. You have to agree to get married. You can't forcefully marry somebody. I mean, her father can marry her off, but... In general, a person, you can't force someone to get married, but the man can forcefully divorce his wife. The wife doesn't have to agree to get divorced. He can just divorce her. So therefore, who cares if she doesn't have das? You just give her the get. What does das have anything to do with it? I mean, there's nothing to do with das. There's nothing to do with consent. It's just a matter of if he divorces her. He marries her now. He could just get rid. He's getting rid of her. He's saying, I'm not interested in being your husband anymore. And he just divorces her. But what Johnny's mentioning, but you do see there's a halacha that a shota, an imbecile, you can't divorce. But it's not because intrinsically she needs das, but it's because the halacha is v'shilcha, you have to send her away. The gerushin isn't just giving her a paper, but it's an action of sending her away. Now, to be sent away, shota says you can send her, she doesn't know what's going on, she doesn't understand, so she's going to come right back, and she's not, it's just practically, you can't do an action of sending her away. But a katana, although she doesn't halachically have das, But this is your point, that practically she does have das. I mean, practically, she can come to of age where she's going to understand. You say, listen, we're divorced, I'm not interested, don't come back. And she's 11 years old or whatever, she's going to understand what that means, and she's not going to come back. You know what I mean? So it's not because you need halachic das, but you just need practical das, practical das is a... It's not a halachic requirement. The halachic requirement is that it's sending away. And practically, you'll need her to have a certain level of an intellect so that such a thing could be accomplished. But it's not a halachic requirement of das. I mean, it's just halachic of sending it away. So therefore, once it would be halachic das, then it becomes objectified as a gadola, as 12. But since it's not a halachic need for das, it's just halachic you're sending her away, so it is sending her away. And the katana, it doesn't know, they could have that also. So that's good. So there's so divorce doesn't need das, doesn't need halachically das. So that's fine. So now you understand why. You can put it in her hand. You do. You have to do the Kenyan to her. The transaction is performed to her. You give her the get, and that's it. And you divorce her. Okay, so now why can't you divorce? Why can't you have shlichos by her? Why can't you have shlichos? Why can't she appoint the shliach? Okay, good. On a basic level, I think what Aaron's saying is right, is that in shlichos, the way shlichos works on a general level is that when you have an action that you have to perform, let's say you want to buy a house, or you want to buy something, or sell something, whatever it is, so you want to do this action, so you could act, and the purpose of an action, let's say an action of buying something, so you have to pick the thing up, and that's the kenyan, that's the transaction, the action of the kenyan. So the picking it up is not halacha that your physical body has to be involved in picking it up, that's not the idea. The idea is that you have to have the das to acquire it, and that das is expressed through your action. Whereas the action is an expression of your das, and that's what clinches the Kenyan, clinches the transaction. So in other words, the action is an idea of an expression of your mindset that you want to buy it. So now if I appoint an agent who is acting on my behalf, that means I'm, so to speak, saying I'm not going to act on my own, but I'm going to act through somebody else. I've determined that I don't want to act as an individual, but I want to act through my agent, so I appoint you to be my actor. And now when you act, you're acting simply like as my agent, as a vehicle of me, and therefore what your action will register and will be an expression of my das of purchase. So you're not acting, you're not doing an action on your own behalf, you're acting on my behalf. So the appointing of a shliach is an idea that I am giving over my action to you. I'm giving over my, I'm appointing you, and I'm saying that your action will now register for me. So that needs das. I mean, that's a kind of, that's a halachic process of surrendering your ability to act to him and giving that over and saying that he has the status to be able to act on your behalf. So that makes sense. That makes sense that you need das. That makes sense you need das. That's why you have that in America also. You have like power of attorney or whatever. The idea is like you have, in case you get in some sort of illness, you sign a whatever, you can't make decisions, so you sign a form beforehand when you have das that he could act on my, make decisions on my behalf or sign papers on my behalf, and then they actually could do that. But presumably it's because once you don't have das anymore, then you can't do that. The idea is you have to agree to such a thing with your das. So if you don't have das, you can't appoint a shliach. Okay, and so this is saying halachically, shlichus apparently, and that's why I guess ish. Is teaching you it's not enough just to practically understand what's going on, but it's halachic. The das is a halachic component of shlichus, that you're a gavri, that you have das. And without that, you can't just say, yeah, he understands what's going on, and he appointed him, and practically, it's a halachic requirement of das, and it needs to be someone who is halachically recognized as a ben das. Okay, we good? Right, so this is just background. Again, this is, I think it's important to do this, though, because this is what our question is taking these as, our discussion is taking these as given. So I think it's a good step to define what it is that the Gemara is coming in with, and now we're ready to tackle our problem. If you don't have a good understanding of this, then kind of we're jumping. You know, it's always good to define the background information before you get to the question itself. In this case, the get, it's not that she's buying something, but she's receiving the get, and she has to receive the get. Like, you have to give it to her hand, it is a transaction. Is where the husband gives it to her and she receives it. So even though she doesn't have to have das to receive it, he can just give it to her. But now if she wants this other person's reception to be on her behalf, so she has to appoint that person and say, you will be my receiver. You know what I mean? And then when the husband gives it to this other person, it will register as a her reception. So the only way that works is if she could appoint the other person and give over her reception, receptiveness or susceptibility to somebody else, which is a process which needs das.
I thought we were saying.
Right, so that's what we're going to get to. It's a good question. So, I don't know if we're ready for it yet, but it's a good question. Is that so? Now the question the Gemara is asking. So let's just proceed for a second. We'll ask that question in a little bit. But this is, so the facts now are. So how does it work when I throw a get into our field, into our rishos? If you say it works, that's putting it into our hand. Which is difficult. You have to explain how does that work because the field's not a hand. You know, what's the what's the concept there? But then a katana has a hand, so you can put it in her hand, you put it in her field. But if you say that it works through agency, that the courtyard, the field is like her agent, which is also a funny idea. I mean, how do you have a non-human agent? Like, what does that even mean exactly? How does that work? But if somehow it works that you say it's agency, so then she can't do it. But so Johnny's asking that one second. But the way at least we're learning so far we're saying is the reason why you can't have shlichus is not because you can't have shlichus, but it's because you can't appoint the shliach. Right? You can't appoint the shliach because then you're giving over your das or to somebody else. But here it doesn't seem to be needed to appoint your courtyard to be your shliach. There's no appointment. It seems to be somehow automatically your shliach. Right, no, it's not halacha if someone before her husband throws into the wife's field, she has to appoint her agent, her courtyard to be her agent. The whole thing sounds ridiculous. I mean, what is even going on here? The courtyard's her agent? Like, how does that work? But it's like, we have to abstract the idea of agency a little bit from just, like, another, you usually think of agent as a person. But whatever it is, is that's the question, is if he's saying the reason why you can't have agency is because you can't appoint an agent, a katana can't appoint an agent, then here it should work because there's no appointment. So it seems rather that it's somehow intrinsic in agency that she can't have this act on her behalf. So I think we're going to have to explain that, but I think it might be, so it's a good question, it might be dependent upon our understanding of what does it mean that the chatzar is our shliach. So maybe let's hold off on that. Okay, that's a good, very good question, though. It's important. So again, so now our question is it work through Yad or does it work through Chatzar, right? So does it work through Yad or work through Shlichos? So where do we go now? So which one do you like? Do you like Yad or the Chatzar? Let's try now. We just have to think about these two mechanisms of how it is. Apparently we know that from the Torah that you could put the get in our field. Our question is, how does that working? How does that operating? As a point, I think the way to go here is before we try to define the question whether it works through chatzer or whether it works through shliach, what do we have? We have to do something else. What should we do first? Yeah, right. What does that mean? What's the concept of it working through shliach? What's the concept of it working through chatzer? Through yad? What does that mean? What's the concept? What's the mechanism? And then we could understand, well, okay, so then maybe we could say, well, what's the issue of whether it's this or it's that? But I think first we have to understand what are each of the options. Define either option in its own right. They're two different questions. Then the question would be why you choose one or the other. Clarify the question.
Right.
The question is not only a question of when you have a...
I should turn on the heat. We just have the heat on.
So the question is not only a question of a katana. This is a very general question, whether an adult or a katana. When you divorce a person, a woman, through putting in her courtyard, how is it operating? Is it working through a yad or is it working through shlichos? It's nothing to do with katana. Now, if it's working through yad, then when you try to apply a katana, it will work. If it's working through shlichos, when you try to apply a katana, it won't work.
Right.
But the question is an abstract question which has nothing to do with katana per se. Even by a gedola, how does it work when I throw a get into our courtyard? You know what I mean?
Oh, okay, right.
So I think Johnny's saying, he's trying to explain shlichos side. The shlichos, he's saying is what's the idea? And Rashi's good because he says that he talks about how that shlichos works. Because let's assume there was no such thing as shliach. Let's assume there's no such thing as shlichos by get. So what would that mean? That means that get would be a physical action of receiving the document in her hand. Okay, that's what it would mean, right? If there's no such thing as shlichus, that's what it means. It means you can't use an agent. So what would that mean? It means that the receiving a get is like a physical mechanical action with her body, and that's why you
can't
directly from the hand of the husband. It would be husband to wife. It would be like an action. Like a physical action of handing it from man to wife. And then shliach wouldn't work. Now, if that were the case, also chatzer isn't going to work. Right? Yeah, you throw it in the courtyard. That's not, again, it's not the action. But you see that shlichus does work by get. So rather, you see that apparently it's not the idea of giving of a get. Doesn't mean the physical action of placing it from the hand of the man to the hand of the woman. Rather, it means to give her the get. It's like a monetary idea, is to create the effect of, to express your das of divorcing her through getting her the get. Through getting her the get. Through doing an action which is an expression of your das of divorcing her. Okay, it's creating the effect of her having it. And that's why it works to shliach, is that it's like a transaction, to make the get hers. To make the get hers through a Maisa Kenyan. So that doesn't matter since that's the case, you don't necessarily have to put it in her hand, but if she has an agent who is acting on her behalf, so then when you put it in the agent's hand, that registers the effect, it registers for her. It's as if, it has the effect as if you placed it in her hand. Again, that could work if the idea of placing it in her hand is to create an effect of the get going to R, so then you could say the agent is acting on her behalf. That's only possible if you say shlichos. So the agent, when the agent does it, it's an action of giving it to the agent. But the agent is acting on her behalf. She appointed the agent to be on her behalf. Now, if that's the idea, so then you could say that when you put it into her courtyard, Ah, you're not giving it to her. But her courtyard is her agent. Because, see, by a regular, is a better agent even. By a human being. So another human being is simply another human being. It's another person. So in order to make them into your agent, you have to appoint them and say, hey, stop being a regular human being for a second, then become my agent. But by my field, it's my field. And my field is the thing which I own, is my control, it's my thing. And therefore, it, so to speak, acts on my behalf. It protects my things. It holds my stuff for me. It's my resource. So therefore, when you put it into the field, you haven't given it to me, but my field is like my actor, my agent of reception. Okay, it receives things for me. I don't have to appoint it or anything, but that is how that's possible. That's only possible since you see Shlicha's works. You see the idea of the giving of a get is not a physical action of putting it in her hand, but it's an idea of making it hers, getting it to her. So how do you get it to her? You get it to her by putting it in her courtyard. Or by giving it to a shliach who is designated to be for her. But again, her field is intrinsically designated for her. So it means it's working through a process of agency, which means you're giving it to her through putting it in something which functions for her, okay, or a person who functions for her. Got that? But that strengthens the question. It's Tani's question before is that if the way it means it doesn't mean that the chatzar is actually your shliach. It just means it's working the same way as shliach. The idea of shlichus indicates that the action of giving a get isn't a physical action of man to woman, but it's an idea of getting it to her, and therefore works also through her field, because the field acts is her field, and it can act on her behalf. When you put it in her field, it's like it's getting it to her. But now, just because a shliach, a katan can't appoint a shliach, it's because how are you going to appoint the shliach? You have to give over your das to the shliach. But by your field, your courtyard, it's automatically your shliach. Like, again, if you put it in the courtyard of a gadol, or gadola, she doesn't have to be thinking, I want my field to work for me. It's automatic. So why don't you say the same thing by katana? It's automatic. Perhaps you could say, so when by a field, see, by a regular person, so I don't want, I don't want you to acquire things for me. So if I want to, so I have to appoint you. And without an appointment, so then you're not going to be my shliach. But by my field, so it's intrinsic, it's implicit. When you own a field, that's what you're thinking. I mean, you don't have to actually think it every single second, but that's the idea. When you have a field, it's your property, you hold stuff in your property, and it functions as your extended hand or whatever. It functions to acquire things for you. And you say it's stam das, that people, that's the way a person relates to this field. That he thinks that he wants his field to be a vehicle of acquiring things for him. Let's say, I'm just suggesting that. Let's say if you'd say that, that it works by, it's an implicit das. It's an implicit das when a person has a field that he wants his field to function for him for Kenyan. If you say that, then what will happen by a katana?
Can't have
right, so then a katana can't have an implicit das because the katana doesn't have any das. Implicit das isn't a magic trick. It means that is an assumed that everyone has that das. But you can only say that by someone who has das. Someone who doesn't have das altogether, you can't say it's an implicit das. There's no such thing as implicit das. There's no such thing as explicit das. No such thing as das. She doesn't have das. So if you say the way it works, if you say the way it works that a field is your shliach, it means it's because there's an implicit das, so then it can't be by a katana. It's not because you can't appoint a shliach, but the idea is, no, in order to have something else, kona something on my behalf, I need das, that will function on my behalf. So I could have explicit by a regular person. I have to have explicit das by a field. It's implicit, but that's only possible altogether by someone who has das. That because the way shlichus works is that I am now going to acquire something through some other vehicle. So I have to have das like that. Otherwise, I'm my own acquirer. In order for me to give the power of acquiring to someone else or something else, I have to have das. Be it explicit or implicit. But again, a katana doesn't have that altogether. So that's what I'm saying. It's not a problem of the appointment of the shliach, but it's the same kind of idea. What it means is in order for a shliach to work for you, it has to be that there's a das for that to happen. I don't think it's far-fetched to say that there's an implicit das like that. I mean, that's your field. That's the way it works. I guess the difference would be, is let's say I don't want my field to work for me. See, if it's an implicit das, So then you'd be able to say, I don't want it to be kona for me. I mean, if it's like a magical thing, then you wouldn't be able to say that. But I mean, I assume you could check that. But it would make sense that it would work that way. I mean, I don't think you could forcefully be kona something to somebody. They say they don't want to, then they don't want to. But I mean, I guess you could check that. But I'm assuming that. I'm assuming that it's implicit das, because then if you have explicit das to the contrary, it will override your implicit das. Okay, so let's go with that. We good? It's like an average person who has knowledge, who has das, when you walk around, when you look at your courtyard, you think, oh, that's my acquiring agent. But a katana doesn't think that. She doesn't even know anything about this whole thing. She doesn't know about, you know, she's not involved in that whole framework. She doesn't have that das. She doesn't have das of having other things do acquiring for her. She's more primitive in her thought. She's not involved in these abstract institutions of agencies, agents of acquiring for her. That's a more sophisticated notion, which is not subject to a katana. Explicitly or implicitly, even explicitly, it's not. Certainly implicitly, she doesn't have that. But once you have das, you say that's an implicit das. So when you give it to a person's field, that's as if you're giving it to them, because they have this implicit das that the field works for them. But it only works when I do it into their field, because they have that implicit das. But otherwise, I haven't given it to them. I've just put it down on the ground. Okay, so that's shlicha. So I think that's good. Is there a question? Okay, so now the other side is that your chotzer works like your yad. Okay, chotzer doesn't work through shliach, but chotzer works through yad. Okay, it's like you put it into the person's hand. So what are your thoughts about that? That's, I think, the problem here. The problem is you want to say somehow that the courtyard, that your field, is like an extension of your hand. It's like you have a big hand. You know, your big hand includes your whole field. Something like that. But it's just hard to buy, because, I mean, that's what we mean by shliach, I thought. I mean, shliach means that your courtyard is your acquirer. You know what I mean? But it's not you. That's the idea. It's your shliach. It's your shliach means that it is your it functions to acquire things for you. It's your property. But yad means it's you. I mean, yad means it's like, for instance, let's say there was no halacha of shlichas. That get had to actually be hand-to-hand, person-to-person. So then I could put it in your field and say, why? Because that's your hand? I mean, it's not your hand. Like, what is that? How does that work? Like, what does that mean? Your field is in your hand. It's just hard to understand. I mean, you could just say it, but it's just, I don't know, something. Like, you'd think when you say it, you mean it figuratively in the sense of shlichas. You know what I mean? Like, it means if you could give it to the katana, it will work, even though she doesn't have das. Why? Because you put it in her hand. But you didn't put it in her hand, you put it in her field. Say, so her field is her hand. Okay? So I think I want to leave the question, but I want a little further something in Gemara. Sometimes I have another application of a thing. It can help you, get a more universalizing. Because the question is this a question in get? Is it a question in kinyan? What's it a question about? So the Gemara goes a little further. And it has a case, and this is really what we're going to be interested in. It says, "Miko man de omer chotzer mishum shlichus." Is it possible to say that chotzer works through shlichus? Is that possible? Why not? The atanya biyado. So this is something where you steal. So if you steal something and they find it in your hand, so you have to pay. You're guarding something, and they find it in your hand that you stole it, so you have to pay. Okay, so it says, Ainli al Yodah, that's only if they find it in the guy's hand, that he actually took it. Gago Chatzer Bakarpifaminain, how do you know that if you find it in his field, if he, so to speak, stole it through his field, that's considered like he stole it? Tamilomer, he matse timatse, mekal makam. Because there's a reboy, teach you it works any type of way that it's found in his possession. He's chaya for it. It's like he stole it. He says, "V'isagdei chotzer mishum shlichus rabbanim kem sinu shlichu dvar avera, kem len shlichu dvar avera." So if you can tell me that chotzer works because it's your shliach, so then if you steal something using your courtyard, so your courtyard is your shliach, but that's an avera, and the halacha is it's a sin. And then the principle is we don't say you can't have shlichus for a sin. So that's what we're gonna. That's our so you'll come back to. But my point is, so let's look at Rashi. What's talking about? So Rashi says, just get the case. Okay, so yada, and that's fine. So let's say again, you're watching a guy's sheep, or you have a guy's sheep, and it walks into your field, v'no'al b'faneha ligonva, and you close the gate to your field in order to steal it. Okay, now stealing would ordinarily be you pick up the animal or you move the animal, you know. Here you're not doing it. It's walking into your field and then you're sealing tight your fence and thereby acquiring it through your field. So your field, apparently if it's just walking in and out of your field, that's not a kinyan. Because where's the kinyan? But it's not expressing dominion, it's just walking in your field. But if you seal it shut into your property, so apparently that's a kinyan of chatzer, that your chatzer is now controlling it. So that would be a question, again, that would be a question that would seem to be, in that case, you'd have to ask yourself a question. Is your courtyard, similarly, is your courtyard working because your courtyard then is like your hand, and it's like you're stealing it with your hand? Or is your courtyard working insofar as your courtyard is your shliach, is your agent? And if it's going to be through agency, then the Gemara is going to have a question about shliach dvar avera, different that we'll get to. But in other words, it seems like the same issue, it's not just a question by get, it seems to be a general question of when you have this institution of a kinyan through your courtyard, is that working through a mechanism of shlichus, or is that working through a mechanism of yad? You know what I mean? So there's just another case that you have to go with. Is you have a case of stealing something by sealing your gate shut, and thereby your field acquiring something, or a case which I guess is more passive, is by a woman receiving something in her, or the husband throwing it into her field, of that being, chatzer or yad. So I just think that may knock out an approach of saying it's a question in get. So let's leave the question. Let's think about it a little more. Hopefully for tomorrow we'll do it. And then after we have a good idea with this, then we have to get into this Inshallah Dvar Avera. Okay, but this is we'll start with this. Okay?
Tomorrow.